Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you to Your Place of Grace. If you're a regular listener, I'm so glad that you're back, and I pray for you guys weekly. I really do. If you are brand new to this podcast, welcome. And I hope and pray that what we have to teach here and to share from the Word of God will be a great blessing to you. If you are a regular listener, please do me a small favor. If you wouldn't mind, just take a moment or two of your time and go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this program and give us a 4 or 5 star review. 5 would be nicer. And give us a nice review if you would. Thank you so much. Today we're talking about choosing joy. Choosing joy. You know, anger, stress, worry, fear, and tension, they plague this nation and the world right now. If you haven't noticed, we live in a very, very unhappy world. All one has to do is listen to the reporters of doom and gloom on the mainstream cable news networks with their endless litany of despair and pessimism. Did you know that the United States represents 6% of the planet's population, and yet we consume 90% of the world's tranquilizers? Wow. So what's the message here? We're uptight and angry. I heard one dear lady say years ago, "The only thing holding me together is my hairspray." And somebody else said, "The only way to wake up with a smile on your face these days is to go to bed with a coat hanger in your mouth." Well, you know, the spirit of doom and gloom has even invaded the Church of Jesus Christ. It's sad. There's a lack of old-fashioned, overflowing, life-changing joy in the church as well as in this nation. When you look at the countenance of the average American church congregation, it looks like a reprint of the Book of Lamentations. And yet, throughout the Bible, God's people are instructed to rejoice. King David said, "Let your saints shout for joy." Nehemiah wrote, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." Solomon wrote, "A merry heart does good like medicine." You know, medical science is now saying that laughter releases endorphins, a substance in the brain that helps the body fight disease and releases healing power. Wow. It's nice to see that modern science is catching up to the Bible. The Word of God informed us long, long ago that physical healing takes place when we experience joy. It really does. Did you know that joy creates power? Years ago, a lady from West Virginia shared a very touching story. And I used to live and pastor in West Virginia. Well, this woman's father, a very successful farmer, was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And this cancer had grown in his stomach to the point that tumors on his internal organs could actually be seen sticking out through the skin. His friends came by his home, and they bid him farewell as the family made preparations for him to die. But then one day, he heard a man of God preaching on television about the power of joy. And so, what did he have to lose? This man ordered a tape of that message. This is when we had cassette tapes. And the message was being happy in an unhappy world. And so this man listened. and listened. And he laughed. He listened again and laughed some more. He listened until he practically wore out that cassette tape. He listened to it over and over again. He played it for all his friends and family who visited him. And miraculously, after several days, his appetite returned. Then, to everyone's astonishment, the tumors in his stomach began to shrink. The lumps beneath his skin were no longer visible. He went to his doctor, and the physician stated that the cancer was in remission. It's true. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Amen. Did you know that Jesus gave us three cheers? Say what, Tony? What are you saying? Jesus gave us three cheers. He said, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And then he said, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And finally, he said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Three cheers. See, the gospel, the good news of the New Testament, begins with a song and ends with a song. Christianity begins with the angels singing over Bethlehem's manger, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." And it ends in Revelation with the saints of God singing the song of the redeemed on the sea of glass. Hallelujah. Dear one, hear me out here. Christianity without joy is Christianity without credibility. Jesus ordained joy in his Sermon on the Mount. It is the Magna Carta of happiness. His audience consisted of Jews living in terrible political oppression under the iron fist of Rome. And similarly, the Apostle Paul and Silas, they sang for joy in a jail cell after they had been beaten until they bled. The fathers of the church sang as they were being led to the stake to be burned alive. See, the joy of the Lord does not depend on our circumstances. Dear one, joy is a choice. The Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Notice that we can choose to rejoice no matter what. Or to put it another way, you rejoice by choice. Praise God. You are as happy as you decide to be, dear one. Many Americans love to go to the local bar, the saloon, and they go to a thing called happy hour. And that's where, you know, a community of drinkers get together and cry on each other's shoulders. But the only legitimate happy hour on this planet is when God's children come together. For the Word of God says, "In your presence, O God, is fullness of joy." You see, there are two barriers that often block our joy. The first is the attitude that someone else has created your problem. This is playing the role of the victim. And I'm telling you, being a victim has become one of America's favorite pastimes these days. Whatever you have done or become, you cannot blame anything on anyone but yourself. Loved one, no one can take your God-given freedom unless you hand it over to them. Second, I've heard many, many people complain their behavior or situation on their parents. And they whine, "Well, my parents didn't love me." You know, that's good freshman psychology, but it's pathetic theology. The Bible says that when we come to Christ, we become new creatures. All things have become new. That's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you come to Jesus, you have a new heart, a new attitude, and a new life. Loved one, if your parents truly did not love you, I'm sorry. But the good news is that God Almighty loved you so much to give His only begotten Son for your redemption. Jesus went to the cross because He loved you so much that He bore your sins and your punishment on that cross. Can you have joy in a time of suffering? Yes. Jesus did. The Bible says that He endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him. The Apostle Paul had joy in time of great suffering too. He sang in the midnight hour in a Roman prison after being beaten. So my friend, please hear me. Hear my heart. Whatever trial you're going through, God's joy is available to you if you will receive it by faith. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And to reject Jesus' joy is to reject Jesus. Because the Bible says, in your presence is fullness of joy. To allow other people to take your joy is to disobey the Word of God that says, your joy no one will take from you. Jesus said that in John 16:22. Moreover, to reject the joy of the Lord is to embrace depression and despair. For an athlete who experiences a career-ending injury, a business person whose venture doesn't make it, or a student who doesn't make the grade, there is joy. Do not allow your situation, your crisis, or your trial to separate you from the joy of the Lord. But you might say, Tony, come on, man, I don't feel very joyful. That's okay. Remember, joy is a choice. As an act of faith, shout for joy, and the feelings will follow. Loved one, seize this moment with joy. Reach out. Raise your hands. Praise God. Give Him joy. Give Him thanksgiving. Give Him praise. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Dear one, pray this prayer with me right now. Open your heart and pray this with everything that's inside you. Cry out to God. Say this, Heavenly Father. That's right, pray with me. Thank you for loving me and rejoicing over me with joy, and I praise you with joyful lips. I speak out with psalms, hymns, and make melody in my heart to you, Lord. My joyful heart is a good medicine, and my cheerful mind works healing in me. The light in my eyes rejoices the hearts of others, and I have a good report. My countenance radiates the joy of the Lord. And Father God, I thank you that I bear much prayer fruit. I ask in Jesus' name so that my joy may be full, overflowing, and complete. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Therefore, I count it all joy when I encounter tests or trials of any sort, because I am strong in you, Father God. I have victory in the name of Jesus. Satan is under my feet. I am not moved by my adverse circumstances. I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I dwell in the kingdom of God and have peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. I preach me happy today. I hope you're happy too. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it'll bring health to your spirit, soul, and body. Once again, thank you, my friends. And if you've prayed that prayer with me, And if you've just now received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, write to me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on that contact tab and send me an email and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. My life will never be the same. If you'll do that, I'm going to send you a free resource, postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with God. And go find a good church. Ask the Lord to help you to find just the right local church where you can get plugged in, become part of the family of God, and where you can truly make a difference in the lives of others as you reach out in the joy of the Lord, which is your strength and which is your power. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. And here's my prayer for you. If you just lift a hand or two, I want to bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love. May it be yours in your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great, great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.